Ashley in Corona hitting us up because, well, she recently found out during her wedding reception. This came out during her reception.
Oh, so sad.
She heard some hearsay and confronted one of her bridesmaids. Apparently, one of her bridesmaids had slept with her husband way back when Ashley had first started dating him. They were not exclusive at the time, but
still, that's
one
horrible.
Of her bridesmaids slept with her husband. Is that a deal breaker? Should Ashley get this marriage annulled? Or does she stay with her husband and try and make this work out? She went through with the wedding, but it's still bothering her, and right now she's staying with her mom and not sure what to do. 1-909-798-5600. This is a tough one, as a lot of them are.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll just say that, you got married, Ashley. Guys are guys, and when this was probably...
guys are guys.
I know, but when... I mean, he doesn't know...
Excuse.
He wasn't dating anybody. He wasn't in a relationship yet. He didn't know who he was going to end up being in a relationship with. He knew of both of you, and you were friends, and he made the mistake of sleeping with two women that were friends. A huge mistake on his part. But is that worth dumping this guy that you loved enough to get married? That's what I'll say. I mean, I don't know the answer to that, but that's my answer. I think you should at least give it a try.
You know what? I don't know. I see a couple red flags here. The fact that they were friends. I get that he didn't know where it was going. And if it was somebody random that he had done this with, then I could say, yeah, you could get over it. But the fact that this was someone close to her and he was already dating her, to me, that's a character flaw. You don't do that. You don't mess with one best friend and then get tangled up with the other one. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm going to, you know, have this going on with both of them. And then the other thing is, he could have told her where she wouldn't have found out the night of her wedding and said, you know what, I'm sorry, I didn't. Said exactly what we're saying. We weren't exclusive yet. This is what happened, but I needed to be honest with you because we're entering this marriage. The fact that he never even said anything, I think she'd have a really difficult time trusting him, and that's a recipe for disaster when it comes to marriage.
And I'm all
okay, Lauren, your thoughts.
I'm all about truth too. And he was probably scared knowing maybe he didn't know that they were that great of friends. Let's just say give it that to him. He didn't know that those two were that close. And he made a mistake. I don't think he's going to want to tell her. I think he should have, but he didn't. But I think she should give it a shot. Ashley, you just married the guy. If there's any way to get counseling or therapy, I say go that route and see from there. But give it a shot first before just ending the whole thing. See if you're able to talk it out, because this is supposed to be the happiest day of your life. And I know this kind of came out of nowhere, but if you guys made a commitment together and it's hard, you guys could go through this together and see where it leads.
Okay, so we have a difference of opinions here, but Ashley needs your thoughts on what she should do. Does she get an annulment or stay with this guy that apparently... when she first was dating her husband, Ashley's bridesmaid also was dating her husband. What should she do?
Let us know what you think. 1-909-798-5600, the Court of Public Opinion on COLA.
Good morning, COLA 99.9. Jesse Duran, Melissa, and Lauren here on our Thursday Court of Public Opinion. And Ashley in Corona has quite a dilemma. Recently found out at her wedding reception that one of her bridesmaids actually slept with her husband way back when Ashley had first started dating him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ashley, wondering if she should stay with this marriage or get it annulled. What are your thoughts, Guy?
Well, so my most recent relationship of 11 years, when I first got with her, she was cheating with my friend and continued to cheat throughout the entire thing.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Two kids later, she decided to move all the way across the country to be with some other dude.
Okay, so
I would say get an annulment.
You know which way you're going. You've labeled this guy as a cheater, and Ashley needs to move on, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like I did the forgiving. I let her get away with it too many times, and if she forgives it, he's going to do it again.
Even if they weren't in a serious relationship or even a relationship that early on, allegedly when this happened, he was just dating multiple women, which sometimes happens in life.
But he was never honest with her.
Like, if you're in the talking stage, not dipping your wick, then that's fine. Uh-huh. But if you're dipping the wick, you can't do both.
Never heard it put that way. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Like, you know, it's the polite way, radio version.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Joanne on the line, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts have to go with a little bit of all of you. I agree he should have been honest. However, come on now. Things happen before marriage. You married him. You love him. Move on. He's your husband.
So don't move on from the relationship. Stay with him and try and make it work out.
Absolutely. What happens before the marriage happens before the marriage.
Okay, we are split so far. What do you think Ashley and Corona should do with her husband, who she recently found out had slept with one of her bridesmaids way back when she had first started dating her husband? Should she get it annulled, or should she stay and try and make this marriage work?
Weigh in this morning, 1-909-798-5600.
It's the Court of Public Opinion on COLA. Good morning, it's COLA 99.9. Jesse Duran, Melissa, and Lauren here with our Thursday COLA Court of Public Opinion. Ashley in Corona hit us up with a dilemma. She recently was married. During the wedding reception, she somehow found out one of her bridesmaids, way back when she had first started dating her husband, Ashley was also not the only one dating him. One of her bridesmaids also was, and they even slept together. Yeah. So, Ashley currently staying with her mom, wondering if she should continue to try and make this marriage work, or should she just get it annulled and move on? We have Preston on the line. Your thoughts?
I think she should try and work it out.
You think she should try to work it out?
We can work it out. Paul McCartney would say.
Here's the deal. I mean, she decided to marry him. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure she found out this information, but under what pretenses did she find out the information? We don't know. It could be that maybe the bridesmaid wants to get this guy back, and she's, well, if I tell her this, maybe she'll leave him and I'll have a chance again.
But you know what? If she got it annulled, she wouldn't have the messiness of a divorce, because right now she could just kind of walk away, cut ties, and have a clean break.
But does she love him?
Sometimes love is not enough.
Oh, thank you, Patty Spike. All right. It's still time for you to weigh in. We'll have our verdict coming up before 7 a.m. Again, what should Ashley and Corona do with her husband that she found out may have slept with one of her bridesmaids way back in the day when they first started dating?
Tell us what you think. 1-909-798-5600.
It's the Court of Public Opinion on COLA. Also on the way, starting at 720, my nearly impossible question for $50 to Corky's. Melissa, well, it's the Court of Public Opinion. Before we get to our verdict, let me recap what's going on. Ashley and Corona recently found out during her recent wedding reception that one of her bridesmaids, one of her close friends, obviously, had also been dating the guy she married.
And slept with him.
And slept with him, you know, before Ashley was in a serious relationship with him. Well, this kind of threw Ashley for a loop. She had already married the guy, and it's bothering her. She's been staying with her mom. So now she's wondering if she should just get the marriage annulled, or should she stay with it, try and work this out. Before we get to our verdict, time for a few more calls. Rowena on the line, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just want to address the comment of once a cheater, always a cheater. That's actually not true. I used to be a cheater, and I made a promise to myself when I turned 30 never to do that again, and I have not.
Hey, so, Rowena! See?
You haven't done that yet, Rowena. Good job.
Ever. It's been all the stuff that happened in the past is in the past. Move on. And stay with the guy she loves.
The cheating was in the past, absolutely. But the fact that
cheating, okay, if you're not in a relationship.
The sleeping with the best friend or whoever was in the past, I agree with that. The lack of honesty, that is a present thing because he never told her. So that's current.
Time for Rick. How about you? What are your thoughts?
Honestly, I think she should get it annulled and call it quits, you know?
And she's got to give back all those great wedding gifts.
That's okay.
I would keep them.
I would too.
All that money at the Ringwood Country Club for nothing.
Yep.
And it's time for Tim, the voice of reason, to weigh in. What are your thoughts on this?
I believe that in the beginning, when he was just dating around, you know, that was okay.
Yeah.
But once he got into a relationship with her and then met her friends and realized, oh, I slept with one of her better friends, he should have said, hey, babe, need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just FYI, she and I, you know,
hooked up.
Dated and slept, yeah, hooked up.
Totally.
And then let it be known then, the fact that he knew it and hid it for so long, that's a character flaw.
Mm-hmm. Because there's always room for forgiveness if someone's open and they tell you what they did. But if they hide it, then you kind of question, what else did they do and not tell me?
Okay, well, thanks for everyone who weighed in this morning, either with a phone call or a text message. All rise, it is time for our verdict. In the Cola Court of Public Opinion, it was a close one. But 56% of you agreed with Lauren and I. Ashley, you're married. You married the guy. Gotta try and make it work, at least for a little while.
We'll
have another
luck.
Court of Public Opinion next Thursday morning.
No, seriously, good luck.
6:30 right here on Cola 99.4.